Dick Morris, Trump prosecutions intended to keep him quiet. Stop him from pointing out how disastrous Biden has been. By Trent Baker on July 4, 2021. Sunday on New York WABC 770 AM Radio's The Cats Roundtable. Former Bill Clinton adviser Dick Morris said the effort to go after the Trump Organization and its financial dealings is to keep former President Donald Trump quiet. Morris told host John Katzimatidis that Trump has been a nuisance to President Joe Biden by calling out his policies regarding immigration, inflation and welfare, and the Democrats don't want him running around telling people the truth about what's going on under Biden. I think that Trump has become the most effective, and perhaps the only, spokesman for the Republican Party, Morris stated. There is no other national figure dissenting from Biden's policies and laying out how disastrous they are. Whether it be immigration, or his inflation policies or his welfare policies. There's only one person out there really that's making the case, and that's Donald Trump. When he revived doing these rallies, he really became on a day-by-day basis the functional leader of the opposition. And the Democrats want to shut him up. He's too effective. He's too important. And their goal is not retribution for the past or prevention for the future. It's to shut him up in the present because they can't have him running around telling people the truth about what's going on under Biden. He continued, and I think that that visit to the border and other stuff he's done has absolutely decided the establishment of the DA's office and the AG's office that they want to do everything they can to keep him quiet. So, part of this is intimidation because they figure they'll sweep up people in his organization, and maybe they can turn on him. Maybe there's something they can share like Michael Cohen did. Or otherwise, I think there basically is an effort here to make Trump quiet. And I think he's making enough of a nuisance of himself to Biden that I think that that's what's behind this. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at Magnify Trent.